Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1070, for Saturday, December 20th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Falling 9 spots for the second week in a row, from 2 to 11 to 20, Tend by Max Anderson, Zach Dixon, Austin Harrison, and Toby Sarnell, published by IV Studio, with 17,482 views. That is a decline of 6,577, or 27% from last week, although the number 20 does have about 700 views more than last week's number 20. After being number 8 3 weeks ago, number 41 2 weeks ago, and then a 16-position climb to 25 last week, up 6 more to 19 is Aridia by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games with 17,595. Just 113 more than Tend, a gain of 10%. Up 4 to 18, Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 18,278, about 700 more than Aridia, and a gain of 11%. 45 3 weeks ago, up 19 to 26, then to 21, now up 4 more to 17, Magical Athlete by Takashi Ishida and Richard Garfield, published by CMYK, with 18,595, about 300 more than Arcs, and a gain of 12%. After 2 weeks at number 17, back up 1 to 16 where it was 3 weeks ago, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 18,746, 151 more than Magical Athlete, a gain of 5%. Down 2 to 15, Harmonies by Johan Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 19,129, about 400 more than Spirit Island, and a decline of 6.2%. After 2 weeks at number 12, also down 2 to 14, Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 19,253, 124 more than Harmonies, a decline of 16%. Bouncing back up 6 to 13, Vantage by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games with 19,730, about 500 more than Heat, and a gain of 17%. Climbing 2 to 12, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 19,946, 216 more than Vantage, a gain of 1%. Climbing 5, continuing its yo-yo, it seems to climb 1 week and drop the next. This is an up week, up to 11, for Galactic Cruise, by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinson Key Games, with 21,971, just over 2,000 more than Brass, and a gain of 13%. For reference, the gap from Brass at number 12 down to Tend at number 20 was only about 2,500. There are 4 new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from, none of these we've talked about so far. They're all outside the top 20. From number 1 to number 35, Rhinelander, marking the 104th time a number 1 has missed the top 10 altogether the following week, the last time just a couple of weeks ago when it was The Great Library. From 3 to 58, Dragon Eclipse. After 2 weeks in the top 10 at number 1 2 weeks ago, and then last week number 5, down to 62, Unstoppable, and from 9 to 75, Everdell, Emmerland. Number 10. Flip 7 by Eric Olson, published by The Op Games, with 22,346. 375 more than Galactic Cruise. A 14% gain as it returns to the top 10 for the 8th time after being 6 months away. Last week, Flip 7 was number 15, so it is a 5-position jump. And yet the number 10 position is 3,500 fewer than last week's number 10. So it's a really strange week, as you've probably heard. A lot of these get a lot of games bouncing up or falling back. Big gains, the number 20 position quite a bit higher. Actually, the gap between number 10 and number 20 has been about halved. Last week it was 9,000. This week's about 4,800. So a flattening overall of the list, at least here in this area, this range. Number 9, Eternal Dex by Hirokin, published by Trick Takers Games, with 24,332, almost 2,000, more than Flip 7, a 90% gain from where it was last week, returns to the top 10 after just 2 weeks away, charting for the third time. Here has been Eternal Dex's trajectory over the last 5 weeks. 5 weeks ago, it was number 47. Then it jumped all the way to number 1, stepped back to number 5, down to 18, then down to 40, and now a 31-position jump back into the top 10. Number 8, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 25,494, about 1,200 more than Eternal Dex, a decline of 9.4%, and yet it holds position at number 8 for the third week in a row. Number 7, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 28,783, 3,300 more than Arc Nova, only a slight decline of 0.7%, and yet it loses one position for the second week in a row, from 5 to 6 to 7. Number 6, The Great Sea by S.J. McDonald and Zachary Smith, published by Garfield Games, with 30,579, 1,800 more than SETI. It returns to the top 10 after 3 months away, charting for the second time. The Great Sea is set in ancient Phoenicia, where there is trading going on. The blurb says, quote, construct biremes, fortify trade routes, and control the ancient temples, unquote. Number 5, Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 34,311, 3,700 more than the Great Sea, a decline of 7%, and like SETI, down one spot for the second week in a row, from 3 to 4 to 5. This is the 30th week in the top 10 for Fate of the Fellowship, making it the 36th game to reach that plateau. Number 4, Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games with 35,836, 1,500 more than Fate of the Fellowship, a gain of 26%. After spending the last 2 weeks at number 7, it bounces back up 3 spots. Number 3, Hot Streak by John Perry, published by CMYK, with 38,514, 2,700 more than Speakeasy, a gain of 49% as it jumps up 7 positions in its second week back in the top 10. I poked around in the forums and looked at other places, could not see a clear reason for the big surge into the top 3, its highest position ever. Number 2. Towers of Sifnos by Shem Phillips and S.J. McDonald, published by Garfill Games, with 40,587. That's about 2,000 more than Hot Streak, and it had just been listed last week, and it only had about 4,000 views last week. So a big jump there. It debuts. This is our highest new entry at number 2. The setting is, well, perhaps unsurprisingly, Sifnos, which is an island that was noteworthy in the 5th century BCE. So you're mining in the island and also defending it with these beacon towers. That's what the blurb says. You raise the beacon towers and muster the troops to defend Sifnos. This has just been announced, but apparently it is to be paired with the Great Sea in an upcoming Kickstarter campaign next year, which I think is why the Great Sea also made a return to the top 10. Much as is true when it comes to any time Stonemaier puts out a new game, anytime Garfield puts out a new game, its legion of fans pushes it into the top 10. Number 1, The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idle Games, with 66,634, 26,000 more than the Towers of Sifnos, a gain of 51%. Last week it had about 44,000 views. And so it moves from runner-up to recapture the number one spot for the 5th time. The last time The Old King's Crown was number one was back in the middle of October, when it held down the top spot for 2 weeks, October 11th and 18th. For Saturday, December 20th, 2025.